Blog Talk Radio.
This is All About Wine, the talk show dedicated to the wine industry since 2009, featuring winemaker, cellar master, vineyardist, and tasting expert, Ron.
Basically, what we're trying to do on this program is just trying to educate people and trying to make wine less confusing and more friendly.
From coast to coast and around the world.
You know, we really have had some neat people on the program. I love that.
Post your questions and comments during the live show on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/allaboutwinebtr. Again, that's www.facebook.com/allaboutwinebtr. And now, All About Wine is on. Here's Ron.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, best people. Thank you.
Very cool.
I can't find the picture. I'm looking. It's not here.
What picture?
Is crazy. The one you sent me on Facebook.
It's in.
There it is. I got it. Okay. Wow. You got all those others you need to take care of too. Now, wow, pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. What can I put on there?
Yeah.
but when I push a button, it changes colors, or like my on air one where the mic is, it's green. Well, you saw that. Otherwise, it's red when it's off, so it lets me know at a glance that I'm. Oh, did this actually come on? I guess it did. Yeah, I am on.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's the outro, the showing. Intro. Yeah, you can click those anytime. Hmm. Yeah. Oh, cool.
Different.
Now all these functions. Well, welcome to All About Wine. Mike got himself a new mix board.
Oh.
And mix this, which is really, really cool. And he sent me a picture, and that's what we're talking about. It's got, what, 32?
32 buttons.
5, 6, 7, 8, yeah. 32 buttons. Are they duplicate? I mean, like you got page one, and then you can do page two and use the same buttons again for something else?
Cut and paste. If anybody's familiar with the Stream Deck, I got the Stream Deck XL, so we were just talking about that, and I sent him a photo of it for the wine show. So, I can duplicate, like my microphone ones are on all four pages, but the wine show's on a page to itself. And then I can go back and do for my Saturday show, and they have the same two buttons up there because it controls the mic the same way. It's just a setup. It's a lot easier than having to find it where it is on the software now, and I'm just lazy. That's all it is.
Yeah. Hey, it's a fun little thing to have. It's always nice to have a new tool for your show and for All About Wine. Yeah.
Definitely. That's definitely a lot easier. I was putting audio on here on the wine show, and the one audio that I put on here, thank you very much, Kaplowitz, was from Cap. It was played on the anniversary show when we closed the show down for the outro. This is I don't know, it's probably one of my favorite clips of you know, and in a long time, I would say that. So let me push that button real quick and we'll get that out of the way. But this is Cap Kaplowitz from his appearance on the show. Maybe he's out there listening. I don't know. We'll try.
He does a lot.
I want to be able to sit down in my chair and have my ashtray, my cigar, a little bit of a libation if I decide to have that. And I want to be able to just be there. And if somebody comes over to me, I want to be able to yell at them and tell them to go away. And I want my voice to carry. And it carries better indoors when I say, why are you bothering me?
That was a good show. Little cigars and everything.
Speaking of cigars, okay, this is the plan. I've mentioned before that I'm in a talk group, a session with Cap and 5-6 other guys, all cigar guys. All these guys do cigar blogs, and they're very knowledgeable in cigars. They've been teaching me a lot about cigars. I'm a I'm a rookie cigar smoker. I usually have a cigar or two when I'm out playing golf, and I, you know, I don't know a good cigar from a bad cigar most of the time. If somebody says, "What's this like?" and I said, "It's a cigar," but now I'm learning more. They're teaching me a lot of stuff, and it's been fun. You know, it's really, we're finding out that cigars have a lot of characteristics that you would find in a glass of wine. You're looking for flavor, you're looking for content. It's just a cigar as opposed to a glass of wine. So it's been fun. We talk every Wednesday, although I have missed the last, 3-4 weeks on Wednesday because I've been playing golf on Wednesdays, and I usually don't get done until late. We get late tee times, and I don't get done until late, so I miss their phone calls, miss their group sessions, which, you know, I miss. But I had an idea, and I've already threw it out to them, and they are all on board for it. Sometime toward the end of this month or into next month, we are going to have a show with all of these guys as a guest, and we're going to have an All About Wine show featuring cigars. And it sounds like fun, you know, and these guys are fun. Cap, in fact, when I threw the idea out, Cap says, "You're going to let these guys come on my show and not me a guest?" And I said, "Well, we'll have you on some other time by yourself." So,
you didn't invite Cap to come on the show then?
Oh yeah. Yeah. The last time I talked to him, I told him about that clip you just played. I said, we played this clip at the end of our anniversary show. And I think he went back and listened to it just to see what it was. But he said, "When are you going to have me on again?" I said, "Anytime you want." I said, "We can get you scheduled at your convenience." And he says, "Okay." And so we let it go at that. We didn't do it. And I'm looking, you know, sometime this summer having him on. But then I thought, why don't we have all these guys on? They're very nice guys, very knowledgeable, a lot of fun. And we'll get, let's see, if they all show up, there'll be six of them, maybe seven. Let's see. If they all can make it on the show, I think there'll be seven of them. But, you know, and we can just, they can tell about their blogs, and because they all do blogs, they all do reviews of cigars, and, you know, about themselves. And maybe, you know, some of our listeners out there might be cigar smokers, and if they are, this is good for them. And if you're not a cigar smoker and you're interested in it, then this would be fun. And, you know, if you're not, you don't plan on smoking cigars or anything, then it'll still be fun because these guys are pretty interesting and all that. So sometime within the next 6 to 8 weeks, we are going to have All About Wine featuring a cigar night, a cigar show. So, and we'll get all these guys on.
Now, so, they know it's going to be live?
Yes. In fact, Cap says, "Can I cuss?" And I go, "Well, you know, keep it to a minimum." Yeah. He goes, "Okay." Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
I'd have to change. Just let me know, and I'll change the rating of the show. You know, we can do that. Because right now I think it's G-rated. And,
yeah, we can put R on there. But I told him, he says, "Isn't it adults?" I go, "Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, basically we have adults." I said, "But, you know, we do have kids that listen to with their parents." I said, I know that. So, you know, yeah, we gotta watch it. But like I say, sometime within the next 8 weeks, which is the next couple of months, we'll get a night scheduled and get all these guys to call in, and we'll just
something else I was thinking real quick is we may not have the kids watching or listening to the show, but they may, you know, the adults in the household might be listening to it, and the kids are not paying really attention to it. They're off in the back, you know, goofing off. They may catch wind of it. or they might hear something. And so we still have to be a little careful because of that. They, you know, they may not be tuned in, but as a third party off in the distance, they could be, you know, inadvertently listening to
a
it.
A bad word is thrown out, and they go, ooh, their ears perk up, and they go, you know.
The neighbors will hear it. The people down the street will hear it. Everybody will. Who did what? And he said, what?
He said what?
and this is the era of our lives where people are getting sued for stupid things and complaining about everything. And you know, word will get out. There'll be 100 complaints. Could be 10 listeners of the show live, but there'll be 100 complaints the next day. And they all heard the same thing.
They all heard the bad word.
I
was listening and I heard this bad word thrown out, and you need to take it off the air because it's influencing our kids.
Let me see the manager. I will complain to the manager right away.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Karen.
And then if they want to talk to the manager, we'll just give them Cap's number.
There you go.
He'll give you an earful.
Call this
He'll
person.
Let him have it. He'll let him have it.
There you go. Something to look forward to. I'm looking forward to it anyway. I think it'll be a fun episode. And
I don't smoke cigars myself. I never tried it. I've been around people who did smoke cigars, but I'm still curious, and I think it'll be an enjoyable show. I mean, there's just like wine, not for everybody,
exactly.
But if you're curious, try it. Listen to it.
And it's just, you know, a little something else we can throw out there, a little variety and stuff like that. So, and, you know, they've asked me questions about wine and stuff, and, you know, we've talked about wine during our discussions. And so this is, you know, get them out there a little bit and get a little free publicity for them also. Again, that's something we can look forward to over the next month or two. We'll get them scheduled and get all of them on and find out. Trying to coordinate 6 or 7 people sometimes can be difficult. So to be sure that they're all available the same night and all that. So, Mike is very knowledgeable, very good. Craig and Lee and Cap and Tim. If Tim will join us, get him on. I'm missing some people too. I can't remember right now, but we'll get them all introduced and all that. So, let's just see what else is happening here. Johnny Depp won. So we can all be happy that that bloody thing is over and
rest easy now. Yeah.
Not taking over the news. Like I said, I don't care. If he calls me up and says, Ron, I just got $15 million from my settlement and I'd like to send you some money, then I care. All right? You know, that, otherwise, it's, you know, it doesn't mean anything. And let's see, what else is happening? It's hot. We're in Florida. It's hot. And it's always hot this time of year. It looks like we might have a hurricane headed toward the peninsula somewhere over the next 3 or 4 days. We'll see what happens then. It was, Agatha, I think, out in the Pacific, and then once it crossed over into the Atlantic or the Gulf, it changed names to Alex. So... it's just they have different names on the Atlantic and the Pacific. So when it crosses over, it now becomes Alex. I suppose Alex could be a boy or girl name, rather a generic name there.
Alexander.
Then let's see, what else is going on? Sports, the Lightning is playing the New York Rangers, and they lost the first game, best of 7 series, and whoever wins this goes to the Stanley Cup against the Western Division winners. I don't know who's playing there. I really haven't followed that end of it, but that's going on there. And baseball is complaining about the umpiring this year. They said the umpiring is horrible this year. And, you know, kill the ump. But they're talking about getting a computer strike thing, putting a computer on, and once the pitch is thrown, the computer immediately sees if it's a ball or strike and sends a signal to the umpire's ear, and he knows, and then he can call it a ball or strike right then. And they're doing that in the minor leagues a little bit, and they're seeing if it will work in the major leagues, which I don't like. I mean, you know, it's taken away some part of the game that's interesting and fun, and, you know, the umpires do make mistakes, and, you know, and all that, but that's part of it. We now have the challenge. The umpire or the coaches can challenge a play. And if he wins the challenge, like somebody says, you're out, and they challenge it, and they call New York, and New York reviews it and says, no, he's safe. So he won the challenge, and he gets the challenge again if he wants. But if he loses his challenge, he doesn't get the challenge anymore during the game. And, you know, I don't know. They say we want to speed up the game, but then they slow down the game with those challenges. I don't know. It's just I enjoy the game of baseball, but, you know, let's go back. I don't like the designated hitter because it takes the pitcher out of hitting the ball, and there's a lot of strategy. Are you going to let him pitch more, or are you going to substitute for him and all that? And so, well, okay, enough of that. Now, let's see what else. Nothing else is happening. Yes, there is. There are special days. Today, if you all are not aware of it yet, is National Donut Day. If you go to your donut store, Dunkin' Donut, if you buy a drink, you get a free donut. And I think donuts are like a buck and a quarter or something at Dunkin' Donuts now. It's a little ridiculous, the price of a donut. But that's the thing now. So today, National Donut Day. Also National Rotisserie Chicken Day, too. So if you're not a donut fan. Tomorrow, National Egg Day. Saturday, National Cheese Day. Sunday, Veggie Burger Day. National Veggie Burger. I've never had a veggie burger. I'm not I just have not gotten the courage to try it. You know, I love hamburgers, but a veggie burger? Oklahoma Day coming up on Tuesday. And let's see, what else is happening? Tomorrow, the 3rd, is Sommelier Day. So if you know a sommelier, give him a hug, or her. I wasn't trying to be sexist on that. But give him a hug. Saturday, not only is it National Cheese Day, it's also Cognac Day. Oh, have yourself some cognac, which is brandy, but special brandy from the cognac region. And then Sunday is World Environment Day, but it's also National Bubbly Day. So any bubbly, you can, not just champagne, but you can pop yourself a Prosecco or a Chamonix or a... any of the others. I got a blank on the different ones right now. But Sunday, National Bubbly Day. And I've been a big advocate of trying champagnes and bubblies with everyday life. You don't have to wait for special occasions. They are great to have just about any time. So that's what's happening this week as far as all that goes and our discussion of news. I want to apologize for missing last week. I do believe, and Mike and I agree on this, Blog Talk Radio messed up. I hooked up. Everything was fine. I came on the air. I go, hi, Mike, how you doing? He goes, I can't hear you. I said, I'm right here. Are you there, Ron? I can't hear you. And I'm going, oh, no. And that was it. I never did get in. I tried to call in. The call-in numbers weren't working. On my end here, no matter what I tried, I tested my microphone. My microphone was going through and working, but I never got through. So the show was short and sweet last week, and Mike was just on talking to Phantom Me for a while there and said a few other things. So apologize for the problem last week, and I believe it was Blog Talk Radio. So Blog Talk Radio, if you're listening, that was a bad thing. That was a bad thing. So, okay. A few odds and ends for you today. Orange wine. Let me tell you a little bit about orange wine, because it's summertime, and orange wine is really pretty popular in the summertime. And orange wine is getting more popular now as is. Now, not to be confused with the orange wine I made when I had the winery. I would ferment oranges, and I would ferment grapes, and I would make grape wine, and I would make basically orange wine, but it wasn't really, because I didn't do all the way through to the end. Then I would blend them together and give like this orange infusion, if you will, into the grape wine. It was very good. Just a hint of orange. It was light, just a slight color of orange in it. But that's not orange wine whenever anybody speaks of orange wine. It's not rosé, but it's pretty close to it. Orange wine originated, they figure it, over thousands of years ago in the country of Georgia, which is over in the same area as Ukraine and all that, part of Russia for a long time, broken away now. But a David Choi, who is a proprietor of Magna Carta Cellars and Angel Falls Wine in California, also has a TikTok page and an Instagram page. And he talks about wine and stuff like that. If you want to check it out, it's at Wine with David on Instagram. And I don't know, addresses for TikTok, I'm not that familiar how that works. So you can probably just go to David Choi, C-H-O-I, and find something on it. Or Magna Carta Cellars and Angel Fall Wines. Either one of those you can probably get contacted. But it's a skin contact white wine. Okay, you mash the grape, the white wine grapes, and allow them to ferment with the skin in contact with it. Most of the time you ferment it without the skins, so you get the white. But this way it puts on there. Now, white wine grapes are usually light green color, or there's some of them that are a little bit darker, but most of them are lighter color. So leaving the skin on it doesn't really turn them red. It turns them orange. So they ferment them with the skins on it, which leads to the hue that you look at. Whereas rosé grapes are made with red wines, and it turns it to the rosé color, the pink color. This is makes it a little bit lighter. So sometimes orange wine is referred to as amber, or in Italian, auburn, which is ramato, R-A-M-A-T-O. If rosé is the lighter side of a red wine, orange showcases the bolder side of white. Some orange wines can be light and refreshing, but there, a lot of them are robust, often with heavier notes of like nuts and citrus and tropical fruit. And generally, the deeper the color, the bolder the flavor you're going to find in orange wines. Orange wines are a tasty match with big flavor foods. They're good barbecue wine, says Choi. It says, serve it with grilled meat, especially lamb. Spice-rubbed salmon or barbecued chicken. And it's also nice with a cheese board or a spicy Asian fare. And It's now produced by winemakers all over the world. In California, made Donkey and Goat's 2020 Ramato Pinot Gris, which, again, the Italian word for Auburn, Ramato, they're using it there. And the Pinot Gris is with grapes, is a orange wine, is an orange wine. $30, donkeyandgoat.com. So that's just one example, but they're all over the place. I've seen some, liquor stores now have orange wine sections. A lot of them are putting that in there. So, orange wine, for what it's worth, you might try it. Again, a little bit bolder. Don't expect a rosé-style drink. It comes out a little bit bolder. Okay. Again, like I said, we're just going to run through a few things tonight, a little bit of information that I have accumulated here over the last few weeks. And let me see if I can catch up on this. And get you some information here. Oh, that's not what I wanted. Okay, let me get out of here and go to something else here, because that is not the page I'm looking at. Let's see. Why, I lost my page here. What happened? June the 1st. It says here, just bits of news. 79% of consumers are changing their purchasing preferences. The pandemic has really changed the way people shop. And it's changed the way grocery stores approach stuff and all that, the order. And it's changed the way that people purchase their alcohol. It's a much simpler, much easier thing. I don't know if I like it or not, because now people can sit down and pull up their computer to whatever store they want to shop and say, okay, I want this, which is convenient, which is easy, and you get it delivered. A lot of times they deliver it for free, and it's an unbelievable convenience. I'm well aware of that, but I don't like it. I don't like it for, well, one main reason is you get stuck on the same wines. Going to a wine store, going to a wine shop or anything like that gives you a reason to try something new. It gives you a chance to pick out something that you've never had, but you might be curious. And when you start ordering online, you're not as likely to pick out something that you haven't had. And so that's why I think going to wine stores, wine shops, Total Wines, I think they're all over the country now, Total Wines, and there's a couple of others that are out there that are spraying. Lucan's, I believe, is starting to spread around the country. All of these are good places to go in, look around, browse, and talk to the people. Even at your local wine shop, talk to the people, ask them for recommendations and stuff like that. I've never seen anything online that says click here for recommendations, which might not be a bad idea if they do that. Give a quick profile of yourself and what you're used to drinking and ask for recommendations. They can tell you then, well, try this, try that, try this, and it'll give you a chance to jump into something else. I used to preach this at the winery. When I did tastings, I'd tell people, get away from your go-to bottles, your default bottles. Pick up something that you're not used to. You may find things that you were completely surprised how good it is. And again, you may find some that just don't agree with your taste, but you don't know until you try. So my argument against doing wine shopping by computer is that you tend to get in a rut too easily. So, if you want to try new things, do it online, but I prefer going into the store. Grassfire in Napa's wine country has caused evacuations. Firefighter has finally gained the upper hand, but it is, not really. They said it's only 5% contained as of Tuesday evening. They said it's a moderate threat to life and property, but it is not contained. Old fire, they're referring to it as, and it is a grass fire, estimated to have already burned 200 acres by 6 a.m. this morning. No, it's more than that. It's close to 300 acres by 6 a.m. this morning. So it is a grass fire, but, with the conditions so dry in California, grass fires can easily spread to trees or any number of other things. They've evacuated people, and which includes some wineries. I'm trying to find a list of some of the wineries, but they're not listing any. No, they're not listing any. So, started as a grass fire Monday. And from what I can see, it is still not under control. So we'll find out. That's from Fox News. It says, smoky, hazy skies and the smell of smoke throughout the North Bay area of San Francisco, and all the residents there are ordered to stay in and keep the doors closed until the levels of smoke subsides. So, grass fire. When you think it's safe and you trim everything back and get rid of the trees, and then all of a sudden you get smacked with a grass fire. Wine packaging market to hit. They're talking about wine packaging here. I saw this. I get a packaging magazine, and the packaging of wine and bottles and all that has really exploded a lot in the last few years. A lot more effort and ingenuity into the wine packaging has really exploded. They're looking at making it 100% recyclable, and yet keeping the flavors and the aromas intact, and they are looking at getting it in bag or in cans or in boxes that can be recyclable and yet retain the quality. And it's just all sorts of stuff going into packaging. And because of that, they expect it to hit $5.7 billion in packaging market by 2032. And that's 10 years from now. It's just became a big thing, the materials and eco-friendly and recycling and all that. So when you start seeing different things in your packages and stuff, it's been looked at, it's been examined and all that. The latest innovative product designs for different packaging, they're talking about bottles, bag in a box, cans, boxes, and all sorts of other stuff. So, but geez, I mean, $5.7 billion market by 2032, that's a lot, so packaging, let's see, Okay, let me get out of this and go to something else here. And you probably hear my mouse clicking. Napa barrels go on the market every year, and it's called the Collective Wine Collective Napa Barrel Auction, and it is in June. The new June barrel auction has already started. Wow, I didn't realize it was here already. I saw part of it many years ago. A fascinating thing to see. You can place bids online, and if you like Napa Cabernet, you probably should. The barrel auction replaces the glitzy Auction Napa Valley on the calendar. That's what I saw, the Auction Napa Valley. This stripped-down auction is all about the wine, and unlike Auction Napa Valley's recent past, is quite accessible for non-billionaires. Each bid is for a single case of wine, which should keep many prices within reach. So they are, it's the wine. It's lots and stuff like that. The barrel auction is lots. It's not the barrels, you know, don't misunderstand me. It's the auction. Lots of the barrels, what comes in it in the cases and stuff. So, that's going on now. You can, a lot of different lots that they have listed here that are just, there's some very, very good ones here. I won't go through the list. The list is about 15 of them. I'm not going to bore you with it because I'm sure you don't care. If you're interested in bidding on any of the lots or interested in bidding of it, and again, it's cheaper. This is cheaper than what I saw. What I saw was a big one. I mean, you had to have money to do that, and a seller and all that. And a lot of that was different companies that would get it or big restaurants or things. But now you can get anywhere from, let's see, a case, 12 bottles. You can get as small of an auction as 12 bottles. And it depends on where you live in the country. I mean, you can always have it shipped or have it stored. Winning bidders do have to pay an additional 8% in Sotheby's buyer's premiums as well as sales tax. And here it says, your wine will stay in the barrel until it's ready. At that point, the winery will contact you to make shipping arrangements. So, and there's lots of places that are stored out there in California. You can make those arrangements beforehand also. It's a charity auction. The proceeds go to various community organizations in Napa Valley. Children's mental health, a real issue in pandemic times, is a particular focus in this year's auction. If you want to bid, you have to register at Sotheby's. I think that's how it's pronounced, Sothebys, and Sotheby.com. And then you go to the auction site by searching Collective Napa Valley Barrel Auction. And you can go from there. You know, if you're bidding, good luck. If you do bid on it, anybody out there decide to go for it, drop me an email. Let me know if you did. It'd be interesting to hear what you had to say. I never bought anything when I went to it years ago because you had to buy a big lot. It wasn't a small lot like they're offering now. It was very, very expensive. And like I said, usually restaurants and dealers and stuff like that would do it. But now that they've got it smaller, it would be fun. And you can get them at good prices, though, too. I don't, you know, if you're looking at trying to pick up stuff that when it hits the shelf is going to cost you, you know, $70, $80, $90, $100. You can pick this up probably at 50% discount. So there you go. Again, SOTHEBYS, Sotheby's.com, and then Collective Napa Valley Barrel Auction. Okay, let's see. Santa Barbara has a wine auction that's returning in November. So that's a new one. They've closed that down for quite some time. The French vineyards are being a little concerned now. There is a drought that is hitting the area over in France, the vineyard areas over in France. The Alsace, Burgundy, Champagne, and Cognac regions are facing a severe drought, which could affect the quality, the quantity, the all sorts of stuff in the final products and all that. So, you know, watch your prices. If you are a fan of the French wines, then you need to possibly look at some of the ones that are coming up and buy those before the prices, because the prices will be rising on all those. Extended dry weather through winter and spring, and it appears that French wine regions will also have drought conditions until at least next month if they get the rain. But, you know, the long-term forecast is predicting a very, very slow summer rain season. So it could be a problem. Normandy. We're all familiar with the name of Normandy in France because of World War II, the landing. But there's vineyards that are starting to pop up there. Bridget and Dennis Pasqueur have planted 1,500 vines just east of Alicante in Normandy. And they've been given a green light to plant the grapes on their farm by French customs officials. And so they plan on planting another 1,500 vines by the summer of 2023. These are hybrids. Again, looking at the climate and what can happen, they are planting hybrids there. So new vineyards in the Normandy region. And let's see. And this is interesting here. A border town in Encarnación, Paraguay. There was a irate motorist was filmed dropping boxes of wine on the ground after the Paraguayan authorities at the border town ordered her to hand over the cases purchased on the Argentinian side of the border. Rather than surrender the wines, the woman was filmed opening the boot or the trunk of her car and dropping the boxes on the ground, breaking the bottles. The wines were not identified, nor was the expression on the border agents' faces visible. But she just, because they were trying to confiscate it, she says, well, if I can't have it, neither can you. Current exchange rates are favorable to Paraguayans who cross the border to stock up on goods in neighboring Argentina. So they get flour, oil, and Argentinian wine, which is some of their favorite items to get, and they take it back over. But Encarnación lies on the other side of the Parana River, to the northern Argentinian city of Posadas, and the two towns are linked by a 1.5-mile-long bridge, the Posadas Bridge, 1.5 mile long bridge. That's a long bridge. So the lady came across. They said, you can't have those. And so she just broke them. Whoa. I thought that was funny when I first read that. Okay. Let's see here. What else do we have that's interesting and newsworthy? Let's see. Oh, there's a lot of stuff here, but Whispering Oaks. Let's talk about Whispering Oaks. Whispering Oaks Winery. Whispering Oaks Winery is located in Florida, north of us here. And let's see, where's the address? Okay. Oxford at 10934 County Road 475 in Oxford, Florida, which is located west of Ocala and Gainesville, and also west of where the Florida Turnpike hits I-75, which, you know, pretty well pins it down for you there. And then you can take the road back about 2 miles and hit County Road 475 and go up a couple miles from there, and the winery's right there. But the reason I'm giving you directions is because the blueberry season is here. They have blueberries. You can pick your own for $6 a pound, which is really a good price. You know, might have to take a trip up there myself. $6 a pound for you pick. If you want them to pick them for you, if you just want to walk in there and pick up a pound of them, it's $7 a pound. They charge you an extra buck for them to pick it. And with the heat here in Florida, that might not be such a bad deal. I've never had the opportunity to have their blueberries, but they are, from what I have heard when I have talked to people who have, they said they're very good. And while you're there, you can go on the weekend, like this weekend. They're having Friday, June the 3rd, they're having a music lineup of Nicole Iquarmi. Saturday is Jeff Brown. Also, he's from 1 to 4. And Saturday from 6 to 9, Dale Stumble. And Sunday, the 5th, 1 to 4, Richie Q. So go up and listen to music, try their wines, and pick yourself some blueberries. I need to get a drink. 1 second. Yeah, thank you. Although I don't have wine tonight. I played golf today, and I was so thirsty, and I don't want to just tilt my head back and drink the bottle, so I got myself a soda, or a pop, or whatever you call in the part of country you are in. Summer concerts also at Whispering Oaks are here. Coming up on June the 23rd is the Petty Hearts. It's a premier Tom Petty tribute band. General admission seating, $25 in advance, $30 at the door. And you can purchase tickets by going to their website, Whispering Oaks Winery. And they also have their blueberry wine available for sale, too. So if you don't want the blueberries fresh, they do sell some award-winning blueberry wine there. And then Friday and Saturday evenings from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. is their steak night. And it's choose from surf and turf, filet, or ribeye. And they also have, like I just said, the music. Surf and turf, beef filet if it's available, chicken or fresh fish, a nice sized baked potato, they say, from Idaho, plated salad or soup, fresh veggies, and baked beans, and freshly baked bread, all for $32 a person. And so, again, www.winesofflorida, all together, winesofflorida.com, or give them a call at 352-748-0449. And that's Whispering Oaks. And then they sent me another email the next day, say, blueberry pickings are still here. We still have lots of fruit on the bushes. So that might be worth a trip tomorrow before the rains come in. That rain might knock a lot of that fruit off, too. That just dawned on me. We're supposed to get that. Remnants are the hurricane or something possibly going through, and that may knock all the fruit off. So that might be worth a drive up there tomorrow. Pick up a couple pounds of you-pick blueberries. It's good for cereal and all that good stuff, too. So, okay. Let me see. I had another winery here. Tassel Ridge. Here we go. Okay. Tassel Ridge, again, in Iowa, southeast of Des Moines. And they are located at 1681 220th Street in Layton, Iowa. Leighton, Iowa. Great wines. Let's see if they're okay. Here we go. It says seated wine tastings are available at the winery by reservation only. Wearing a mask in the winery is optional. So they're getting away from the no more tastings in the winery. So they're doing tastings there again. And they also have all sorts of stuff, tours. Let's see, what's it say? Okay, here, let me read you this about the tasting. New seated tastings include your choice of one of the five tasting flights. Five tasting flights, jeez. It includes freshly baked bread, Frisian Farms Young Gouda, and depending on the flight, you get Tassel Ridge dipping oil or warm roasted salted cashew nuts. The flights are $15 to $25. Seating is limited and is arranged to allow for social distancing. The tasting bar is not open. And like I just said, wearing masks is optional. So there you go. They're approaching it completely different now. They're doing tastings at the tables and stuff. And their wood-fired oven pizza is available again. Reservation only on this. An individual wood-fired oven pizza for $15. You get a choice of an apple bacon cheddar pizza, a margarita pizza with fresh basil and fresh mozzarella, a pepperoni, black olive, and shredded mozzarella pizza, or a pizza Hawaii pizza with ham, pineapple, and shredded mozzarella. So, what is it? Pineapple's not supposed to be on pizza? So they got all sorts of different things. They also offer salads for $4 if you want to do that. You can purchase a glass of wine, and reservations are required. So I didn't have their pizza when I visited them. I wish I had now after reading this so many times. But that is Tassel Ridge Winery in Iowa, southeast Iowa. Okay. That's not interesting. What bug is that? I don't know. Okay. Brewers can't ship beer or liquor to California customers again because the bill that changed that ran out. The timing ran out. The Utah Liquor Agency is celebrating a name change. and a service-focused mission. The DABC is now the DABS, the Department of Alcohol Beverage Services, removing control from its name, which don't mean squat because they still control everything in that state, but they got themselves a new friendly name. Oh, how nice of them. I'm not impressed. I have to tell you, I'm not impressed. The laws they have in Utah are, well, I'm not impressed. We'll see what happens with it. Things are going to have to change just because it's a changing industry. This is from Jerry Stevenson, who is a state representative, or state senator, I'm sorry, state senator. He said, we have people of more diverse nature that are moving into the state of Utah, and we need to accommodate them. And we have to accommodate through our laws, and sometimes that's difficult during those 45 days that we work in the regular legislative session. Yeah, I have to comment here. This has nothing to do with wine, but what the heck? Legislative sessions in states for our state senators and representatives last anywhere from 45 to 60 days, and that's it. That's it. They have the one session. They go in there. They work for 2 months, and then they spend the rest of their time spending our money that we pay them to go out and try to get our vote again the next session or the next election. This is ridiculous. Then they have to call special sessions, and they make a big deal of it. We have to call a special session to get this done. What the heck? Why don't you work regular hours like everybody else does, you know, like every week for, you know, 6 months and take yourself a month off and then go back and do it again? This drives me crazy. Florida is – they had a special session because of insurance, house insurance. And I thought, special session? They go, yeah, we had our 60-day normal work time, and now we got to call a special session. And now I say here, 45 days in a regular legislative session. This is absurd. You know, the same thing with federal Congress and representatives. They work very little, too. It says, but we move through that process. If we don't get it right this year, we'll have another chance to get it right next year. That really does irritate me how little they work. You know, I mean, it's really, the amount of money that they make in all levels of government and the Congress and representatives and every state and all that, as little as they work in all those states. And... Well, enough of my soapbox here. So, Utah's got a new name, the DAB, or the DABS, not the DABC, but the DABS. No longer the Department of Alcohol Beverage Control, or Department of Alcohol Beverage Services. Well, let's see how that works out. And let's see, there's something else here on this page. I don't think so. Chianti Classico, no. They're changing Chianti Classico a lot. They have different rules and regulations, different areas that they're using, all that. New distributor platforms, and wineries are celebrating Pride Month with labels and festivals and stuff like that. Not all of them, but quite a few more getting into it. Do that. It's a big market, I suppose. Well, no, not really. What did I read? Something like 3-4% of the country identifies as LGBTQ. So I think I would put my money and effort going after Latinos or stuff like that, But boy, I'm getting on a soapbox tonight, aren't I? Okay. Wow, it's 8 o'clock already. So we'll let you go tonight, and I apologize for my rants a couple times there. But
it does say opinions on the show description, so it happens.
All right.
Yes.
Boy.
Because the wine industry updates opinions and more. So we're covered. You know?
I'm covered. But that really does. I mean, that legislation, it rubs me wrong, you know. We got to call a special session to cover this. So special session, it's only the 1st of June, and you're done work for the year? Yeah.
Right.
I mean, oh my gosh.
Call it Wednesday.
Session.
Just call it Wednesday. Go to work like normal people have to go to work. That's
right.
They don't have to go to work. They've gotten to a point in their politics and political careers that they don't have to work anymore. I mean,
that's right.
A full year like everybody else. Meanwhile, the rest of us, you know, they get money from taxes. They get money from lobbyists, people that, you know, hey, if you pass this bill, there's a couple of tickets for you and the family to go to Europe. Oh, great.
And when you offer 10 months, you can travel a big cruise and stuff. You know, I mean, oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Prepaid? Heck yeah. That's where the money's at.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah, we could do a whole show on that.
I tell you, we can just rant for an hour about the legislation, and it's every state and every state. 60 days, I think, is about the longest. I've never checked into it, but I think 60 days is about the longest, and the federal. House and Senate, those aren't much. Those are right around the same time period. You know, so no wonder they don't get any bills passed. They don't have time to do it.
Right.
And
Yep.
You know, by the time it goes to committee, and then it goes, you know, up to the next group, and they look at it and all that, and then they say, oh, well, our session's over for this time, and then you got to reintroduce it again next year. And reintroduce it again next year and start all over again. That's why things never get done. But oh well. Okay.
See, I always thought a special session was, hey guys, you all worked your 8 hours. You mind staying a little bit later? We got to have a special session. That to me is
a
special
session. You got it.
Hey, can you come in? Oh, you're where? Oh, on a cruise. Oh, I'm sorry. No, take
off. Oh, that's right. We'll send you an email what we talked about. Yeah.
Something other marijuana. We can wait till next year.
That's right.
Man, this could be a whole show.
We got 60 days next year. We can, it could be. Yeah. I'll tell you what, a lot of people probably want to call in and get their opinions heard there, too. You know, I mean,
yep. Yeah. We'd have to change the rating of the show for sure. All right. Well, it is. 8:03. It is in case. Oh, I don't know if we did the June 2nd. If you're listening to us live, and in London, it's 11 or 1:03 a.m. in London. 1:03 a.m.
Uh-huh.
So
I haven't heard from anybody yet either about our guests. I'm gonna have to send another email. So I got to get on the horn here and stir up the pot and start getting some guests back on here. So
that's strange. Those ones that were in the UK coming on the show.
I
haven't heard anything.
No.
So
maybe their session is over and we got to call a special session for them.
Well, the Queen just celebrated, what did she have? I forgot what it was called.
70 years. Yeah. As the Queen.
Yeah. It's called something. I forgot what it is.
I forgot to. Can't you press one of your buttons on your new board there and it'll tell you what it is?
I don't have it programmed in here. Hey Siri.
Really. What's the Queen's
name?
Yeah.
There's a name for it.
I think I asked Alexa something the other day. I can't remember what it was, but I asked Alexa something the other day, and she goes, "I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to that." I'm going, "Alexa, you let me down." I know. Yeah, I thought she knew.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, I know. But she didn't have an answer. Wow.
Yep. That's odd. Yeah.
Yes, it is. I thought Alexa and Siri was all knowing, all seeing, all powerful, but I guess not. Yeah.
My phone just, I don't know if you heard it in the background, but my phone just woke up and it said, "I'm sorry, if you're looking for directions to it," because I said the code word, Siri, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And, I thought it was just, you know, she's not going to hear me, and sure enough, she piped in there. She's probably contacting the government and telling them about our comments on special sessions.
Yeah, I've been listening to the whole time.
Yeah, knock on the door to go.
Yeah,
we're in the middle of the golf course, and
we try to hook up next week, and we'll get a message on the screen. Sorry, not you.
Talk radio or something. Nasty note. Speaking of next week, June 9th will be our next show, and that'll be Thursday the 9th. So tune in then, and have a great weekend or a great week, and we'll see what the storm is doing. We're in the cone of uncertainty or confusion, whatever it's called now.
We are, the cone of confusion. That's a good one,
It'll move, I'm sure, but, they're keeping an eye on it because we don't know what's going to do, but somewhere around June 4th, like you said, the next few days we'll know more and probably start getting the effects of it, so we'll keep it on.
The rain issue is a big thing, and you know, we do flood, and the rain is the biggest issue. They're not predicting a whole lot of wind, but they're saying a lot of rain.
We're just almost at that level that the ocean is at, and it's like, where's it going to drain off to?
So it has no place, so it just starts backing up and filling up the low spots.
Have a great week and weekend ahead, and thank you all for tuning in, and we'll see you all next Thursday.
Thanks for listening. Be safe.
Thank you.
This concludes tonight's broadcast of All About Wine with your host, Ron. For show information, links to All About Wine on Twitter and Facebook, or to be a guest on this show, visit the show website at www.allaboutwinebtr.com. Archived shows are available for download on iTunes or on our show page at blogtalkradio.com/allaboutwine. Thank you for listening. Drink responsibly, and we'll see you next time on All About Wine.
Bye, Facebook.
Bye, Facebook. All right. Go to the green.
Okay, go to the green.